Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ivan.
And this is Mark.
So much news about Nobel Prize winners and how Singapore may try to get one in the papers. You read that?
Yeah. I mean, definitely Singapore wants one. And then all these experts have been talking about it, potential, you know, to get one.
Yeah, but one expert pointed out that the education system needs to change before we get one.
How? Why?
He says it's too stifling for creativity.
Oh, not enough mavericks and rebellion.
Yeah.
Rebels.
We
being
need more
created.
Rebels.
Oh. Maybe they should start a program.
Hello, my name is Billy Bong. Welcome, students, to the Nobel Prize Maverick Program 2007. You've all been selected specially to take part in this trial program to breed a potential Nobel Prize winner.
Oh, sure, like the gifted program, ah?
Something like that. The rules, however, are a little different because we want you all to be creative. Being creative means being a bit rebellious. You understand?
Wow, so can we throw chairs at you, Archer?
No. That's too much rebellion. We want to breed creative and innovative mavericks, but who are also obedient and will follow the rules. You understand? You, Koming, why is your shirt tucked in? Huh? Do you know what day this is? Huh?
Friday.
Yes. But what day is Friday?
Fifth day of the week.
No, it's tuck out shirt Friday. This is one of our rules for mavericks. Tuck out your shirt now, you understand?
Yes, Mr. Bong. You want in front tuck out only or both front and back?
It's up to you. We are very flexible about tuck out shirt Friday, okay? You understand?
Mr. Bong, how can I be rebellious in subject like literature?
Very simple. In literature, for instance, your poems don't have to rhyme, but you must show working, you understand?
Achcha. Then exam time how?
During exams, you can still practice the Nobel Prize Maverick Program spirit of approved rebellion. For example, shade your optical answer sheet with a HB pencil instead of a 2B pencil. You can also live on the edge and shade a little bit outside the oval. You understand?
Wow! Serious ah!
And when you write your essay, if you write cursive, you don't have to join all your letters, you understand?
Wow, good ah, like that anyhow write also can.
Oi, you, no talking when I'm talking, except on Interrupt Teacher Thursdays, okay? You understand? Okay, get ready for your next class on spontaneity. Don't forget, there'll be a lecture next week by a former Nobel Prize winner to help you inspire all your Nobel Prize winning hopes and dreams. Remember to prepare your spontaneous questions for him, you understand? It's 2 p.m. now, time for your spontaneous period. Okay, class, be spontaneous now. The Mr. Brown Show is a Nobel Prize podcast from MrBrownShow.com. You understand? You understand or not?